All right. You know, after watching the game, you know, when you watch the tape the day after, it's you got to kind of remember the elements when you watch some of the plays in there. If you forget a little bit, then you sit back and say, boy, we didn't play very well in some areas. You know, but I will say this, when I drove to the stadium yesterday, I knew that the elements would be a factor. You know, the combination of the rain, the wind, and then, of course, the cold. You know, I felt like it was going to affect the game, and I would have never predicted a 7-6 game. I just felt like there wouldn't be a great deal of scoring because I knew it was going to be a tough day to throw the ball, kick the ball, catch the ball efficiently, and it even affected the coin flip, in my opinion. That's why we won it. We deferred it, which allowed us to kick off with the win to begin the game. And then, obviously, we took the ball in the second half. And then, typically, teams will then take the wind in the third quarter to kick off, which would have got us the wind in the fourth quarter. And had it come down to a field goal, that might have been significant. And so that's why I chose to do it that way. But for the most part, I talked to the players. We had a couple of balls on the ground. But the guys that handled the ball yesterday, I think, did a good job. Protecting the football. We were fighting for 2 and 3 yard chunks the whole game, and that's why the score is what it is. For people that liked watching defensive football, people that like seeing the ball run, I hope you had a good Sunday. I sure would like to be able to score more points, but to score one more than they did is important because we all know it's about winning. So, that being said, I'm sure you've got some questions for me. There's some players that played well and stood out. You know, I thought Kaluka did a nice job on special teams. You know, there's guys stepping up each week on defense and playing better. JMJ played well. Billy Wynn had production. You know, we had a lot of guys in there that I thought battled. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. But it's something that we can build on. And then, of course, our guys are quickly on to the Ravens. You know, to have another division game at home here, I think it's important that we show up, play well, learn from the first time we played against these guys, and try to play even better, and then try to fight to get a victory. So that's where we're at. I'll take your questions.
What to you becomes most satisfying with a win like that? Is it the idea that it's a kind of a building block, that it's something to grow from?
Well, the fact that it wasn't perfect, the fact that they fought through the conditions and the elements and did the things necessary to win the game. I think that's the lesson, you know, and there are no ugly victories. That's a win.
Ben, I think, if I remember correctly, you deferred in Indy last week. Mm-hmm. Is that a trend? It seems like more teams are deferring.
No, I think you get a feel for your team, and there's reasons why you do it. You never count on when you defer the team driving down and scoring, all right? But I think what's important is that, you know, I talk about it each week, and there, you know, obviously yesterday there was a reason for it.
So, Peyton, you talked about Buster's confidence. Did he have that when he got here? I mean, coming from that small school, did you see it right away?
Yeah, he's always been a guy that's challenged. You know, I think there was a lot he had to learn about playing defensive football when he got here. But his natural ability to challenge it's there. And that's shown up from day one. And I think that's why we were excited to work with him. And I'm glad that he's having some success.
Kevin, the one thing you guys did was make plays when you needed to make them down the stretch to win the game.
Right.
And it's not something you've done all year. Is that just kind of a natural growth?
I think it's important we make plays. Against the Bengals 3 weeks ago, we made plays. Last week, we didn't make enough. This week, we did. From an offensive standpoint, the first drive was really good, really good, to get the ball and score because there were some plays within that drive that we didn't execute well. We had a kind of a big play action pass that, you know, we had Ben that we missed on. I knew then it was going to be a tough day throwing the football. And that drive was important. The next most important drive, of course, was in the fourth quarter when we were backed up and we flipped the field position. I think that was huge. And then, of course, some of the plays, Batamosi catching the ball inside the five. Those types of plays in games like that are huge. And so it's good.
Awesome. I'm running through the tape of Reed's performance yesterday. What strikes you about that performance?
Oh, I think he could play better. You know, I think he battled. And we've all said that you evaluate a quarterback, though, based on how he leads his team to victory. And I think he battled throughout. At the end of the game, I think he did something smart. You know, it was third and six, you know. And there are some quarterbacks in that four-minute situation that would have thrown the ball away. He took – that's the one case when taking a sack is the right thing to do. And he did it. And so – you know, it was less than perfect, but as I mentioned, there are things in there that most of the mistakes he made are very correctable and will be even better this week.
Can you give a couple examples of what things he could do better or that he wasn't quite going yesterday?
Well, we missed some throws that we need to be able to make. That's it.
Two questions. Was the reverse there on the
bottom? Yeah, it was.
It was there?
I would say this, too, and the ball handling on that, it's a handoff and then just a little flip. So, you know, we can talk. It was there, though. Now, what happened was we had a little penetration. They defended it pretty well. And the next time we'll do it from a little bit different formation. We'd run that play twice already this year, and we ran it from a little different formation to disguise it, which they got penetration on us. But had we executed the ball handling, I think it could have been a big play.
Question: Friday, the weather is just as bad on Friday. You went indoors. Can you get anything out of practicing in that kind of weather? If you stayed outside.
You know what I do think? I think practice. It's so important that there's focus and concentration. That there are times when it's yes, but there are other times I think because you're learning and putting in new schemes and doing different things that being able to concentrate and focus is just as important.
You said a couple weeks ago we talked about the batted balls, and it's a combination of things. A
couple showed up this week, right?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, after you went back, is it against the same thing? Is it?
You know what? This is a scheme where it's a 3-4 scheme. So they have their rush players on the end of the line of scrimmage are stand up guys, and so they can rush. And if we don't do a real good job of getting their hands down, they're naturally in position to bat down balls in the flat. And so that's a couple times what happened. We can combat that though.
Yeah. Basically, you have mid-season. You've played 8 games.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
You know, obviously, we're not record-wise where I want to be right now, but I see a team that's improving. I see a team that's battling. I see a team that's with me every step of the way, and they believe in their coaches. And I see a team that's improving. And I'm hopeful that we're going to continue to make those improvements and win a heck of a lot of games. That's where I'm at.
What areas do you think you've improved most since that first game through?
Yeah. Eight? Well, I think we function better as a team. I think our young skill players on offense are better, and we're getting production. We've won 2 games in the last 3 weeks, so let's call it for what it is. I think we're getting some defensive players back. That'll help us, you know. And so if you function better, you're playing better, you found a way to win a couple games, and you're getting some players back that can help you win, that helps me stay positive.
And one of the areas from last year to this year is 20-yard completions are way up.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you've had more success, and what does that do for you as an offense/play caller when you have
yeah. No, you got to be able to challenge all parts of the field and really an all down and distance, all situations. And what it does, it just puts the defense, if they have to defend a run and a pass all the time, I think it helps you. And then if they're concerned about somebody going deep on you, you know, if you got a team where you can't stretch the field out, the game gets awful small and it gets awful tight. And so we've added some players to our roster that can run and then make plays down the field, and we got a quarterback that can get the ball there.
Is it in your mind that Taylor and Reuben might both play against Baltimore?
There's a good chance. Good chance.
Yeah, what does it say about your
we'll
young
see,
roster?
Though. I'm sorry.
What does it say about your young roster that they turned down a victory Monday?
No, I was impressed by it. You know, I tend to get really happy after victories because you put so much into the game. All right, that's just me. And I do understand how important the process is. And I was going that way because, as you've all been in winning locker rooms, it's good. It's good. That's what you fight for. No, it made me feel good that they have the maturity. Even though they're young, they have the maturity to know how important the process is. And we're a team that's got a lot of improvement to make, and they're getting a lot done today. And I think that made me feel good.
What do you think of when you talk about areas of improvement? What areas do you think legitimately you could, in the next month, say, see a real kind of step up in?
Well, I'd like us to be able to be more explosive and more efficient running and passing. You know, I think when you have guys, skilled players, that have a little bit of a taste of success and they have talent and they've got their health, then I see there's a reason for them to continue to keep pushing. So I'm looking for that. I'm looking to see more of the defensive players that I thought we would start the year with on the field, because then all of them playing together, there's a little synergy there. And then to continue to see, because then what happens, too, is you get more of your guys back. You get more good snaps on special teams from some of those role players that have had to play more of a significant role. And so there's a synergy there. And yeah, you know, big plays are important, but I think just general efficiency. You know,
what went into the thinking about inactivating Marisic, and will that continue? That looked like Smith was effective.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to get Alex back on the field. I wanted to have a defined role for him because I think he brings some energy to our team. And he was coming back from injury, and he played that position for us, and he actually showed up very well. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see as we progress. The roster changes each week. The other thing I didn't want to do is we got some young receivers. You only can put up so many skilled players on offense, and so that's why I made the decision to switch. Basically, just switch Alex and Owen for this game. And, again, each week you evaluate it and make the decision. Yeah, no, he's a very emotional guy. He loves to play the game, and he's back healthy again. And so I thought, you know, he helps us on special teams because he's tall, he's long, you know, and he's got energy, and he's a tough guy. Yeah, I mean, emotion helps you, sure, because you want to do it, I guess. I'm not saying you can't be a quiet guy in that block, you know, but I think I like to see the emotion, and I think everybody feeds off it.
Same lines. What?
They had 12 men on the field defensively at one point.
What's that?
Are you involved in that discussion?
Yeah, I'm involved in everything, yeah.
Smith was arguing that they didn't get a guy off in time.
Alex?
Yeah.
Stanford guy. He can count, you know.
In addition to the science that goes into determining whether Richardson can play, i.e. Medical staff, learning, and so forth, is there a gut-level decision that went into how not only playing him, but how much you were going to play him? Maybe throw him hard. Is that your gut tell you could? And you worry about that a little bit?
He's no worse for wear. He didn't re-injure himself. And, no, you watch him. You know, you get to know your players. You watch them perform, and if they're going, with a running back, if he's going and the score's right, you feed him, you know, and that was a game for him to have an opportunity, and he showed up pretty well.
Can you talk about, all the scrappy young guys on your defense that are stepping up and making plays? Are you starting to really have a good feeling about these guys?
Yeah, I think that they're making improvements. Now, the football gods looked down on us. They dropped some balls and did some things, but then so did we. But I felt like, I see enthusiasm and an energy there that's good, you know. And it's important that they're good players, but I think we've added some from some youthful players to our roster on both sides of the ball that will help us as we move forward.
There's a familiarity of being out there a few weeks now. Do you think that played a big role in changing Michael Johnson, kind of having a breakthrough game like he
did? Well, yeah, I think he was the second leading tackler. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was a breakthrough game, but I've seen him improve each week. You know, and I've talked about it. Typically, young players, you see bigger jumps in their improvement than guys that have been in the league a long time. And, yeah, I think he'll continue to even get better.
Watch film, is there a significant difference in the way the line blocked for the Trent?
What are we comparing, this week and last?
Yeah, I mean, we ask you all the time, well, what's the problem with the run? Why did it work this week as opposed to?
Well, we had a couple of long runs, which were good. We ran the ball a lot, okay? And I do think our guys and some of our guys up front made good improvements in their run blocking for sure.
Did what happened yesterday maybe tell you that you could dedicate to the run more?
No, we're going to run the football. But I think it's important you throw the ball efficiently or you play a lot of 7-6 games, right? I mean, let's call it for what it is now, you know. I think that that game played in different conditions could have been played a little bit differently for both teams.
What did he do on his play call? He said he had to call a play when his headset wasn't working.
There was about four plays where it went out, you know, two of which were critical, where I think it must have been the moisture and the helmet, and he got whacked a couple times. Then there was a couple other times in the game when he got a partial and he fixed it and did a good job. So that would be another area where he made improvement.
Weather aside, you know, 9 punts after the, you know, first touchdown, and there was a stretch there where third down just wasn't happening for you at all. Can you attribute a large part of that to the weather, or did you see a lot of things on tape today where you thought?
No, we just need to get better. I'm watching the film today like it was sunny and 70, and so that's how we coach it, you know, today. Because we left a lot out there. I think North can say the same thing about his team. We left a lot out there in terms of efficiency, and that's not good, and that's what we're working on today.
Is there any element of Whedon or any other rookie quarterback tending at times to hide behind, well, I'm a rookie, I have, I'm allowed to make a certain amount of mistakes. You have to guard against
it. Not on my watch. Yeah. Nope. I haven't seen it. I think most of these guys know that they're professionals and that they got to perform, whether they're a first year or a 10th year guy.
It's probably always a good thing to give a game ball to your new boss. And I was just wondering, in your conversations with Mr. Haslam,
right.
Are you confident he's seeing the growth that you're talking about, that he's seeing the development?
You know, that's a better question for him. I think all along here, our conversations have been good. And as I mentioned before, I've encouraged him to learn everything about our operation and what we're doing because I believe in it. And I think the conversations have been good. Joe and I are getting reacquainted. And we've had great conversations since he's been on board. And so I'm going to try to just keep making that natural. And I think it's going all right. But that's a better question for him, of course.
Pat, yeah. You talk about some of the guys being with you, the guys being with you, every step, that kind of thing, the players. When you finally have 3 weeks and you come away with 2 victories, what impact does that make?
Well, it's important when I keep talking about how we're getting better that they see the results. And we know the results in this business are based on winning. And that's what helps keep these guys going. They can see what it's like on the other side of the fence, you know, and that helps keep them going. And so that's why it's good. Let's face it. We all feel better. Everybody goes to work in Cleveland on Monday morning, and it feels better after you win on Sunday. That's the reality of it. And that's what we're fighting for each week.
Players receive game balls.
Mm-hmm.
Who were they?
Well, typically, I don't tell them until I present the game balls later in the week.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll let you know.
Is this team on a mini roll, on the verge of being on a roll?
Oh, hey, listen, we're fighting for every inch. You know, like last week, I said, let's not talk about trends. We're talking about winning each game. I talked to the players. I told the players, you know, let's stay right in the moment. Let's make Monday good. And then we make Tuesday great and Wednesday better and just keep working the process. And so it's hard for coaches to look at trends. We're looking at days. And it sounds pretty, I don't know, remedial, I guess, but that's the way we approach it.
Couple more guys.
Pat, what do you feel like guys got accomplished, the players got accomplished by coming in today? Just how do you feel about them?
Well, I think it makes it – yeah. Well, what we got accomplished was we got the film corrected in a structured setting of a Monday. You know, typically when I give them a see you Wednesday – they, you know, I make them come in and watch it sometime in those 2 days and get it done. But to be able to do it in a structured setting with the coaches and in a way that's familiar to them, I think that's good. It also gives us a chance to get a little jump on Baltimore. And then, of course, we can see where they're all at physically from the game as well. So that's what you get accomplished. The fact that they wanted to do it, you know, the last week in October says a lot. I've been around a lot of other good teams that will do whatever they can to get a see you Wednesday. And so that shows me that there's a level of maturity there. It shows me that these guys understand the importance of work.
Bademosi, we talked about him a little bit earlier. What do you like about his game? He seems like he's involved in a lot of things. Like, there's guys that are trying to go after him from the other team. He's either pushing buttons or something that...
Yeah, well, he's big, number one. He's fast, and he's been productive. And so each week the teams that we play watch him on tape, and, you know, he continues to show up. I think that was a terrific play. It's rare that you see that where, you know, you catch the punt like he did, but that's a big-time play because it was hard for the returners to do it. Him running down, turning around, and doing it is even more difficult. And but anyway, so to answer your question – and he's youthful and he's working hard at it. So, and he loves to play the game. I mean, that kind of energy is infectious. It really is. And I like, you know, I tend to watch him when he's out there. That's all right.
But speaking of production and doing a lot of different things, TJ Ward had that kind of game. And it seemed like he impacted the game in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, he played well. He had some production. And he was definitely in the mix. You know, we talked about how we felt like Gates could have a big impact on the game. And, you know, when he didn't, so to speak, you know, he had some production. But when he didn't, you know, obviously the safeties are involved in that.
Is that the most impactful game you remember from TJ since you've
been? Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, he's played some good games. But he, yeah, he did all right.
Excuse me, head coach always had a good feel for the team. Were you surprised when your see you Wednesday turned into a see you Monday? I mean, were you taken aback a little bit by that?
No, but I grabbed right onto it. You know, I think that's important. You know, this time of year you get a feel for where they're at mentally, and sometimes mental fatigue shows up physically, and so I kind of try to keep an eye on that as we move forward and keep pushing and keep working. And so, but knowing the team much better than I did a year ago, I have a better feel for where they're at. And the fact that they understood that the process is important and wanted to do it, I think was good.
On Whedon's, thanks, Scott. Last one.
Yeah, Whedon's throw to the left side to the wide open Watson. He said that it felt like a palm ball that he was throwing a change up that the – basically, there was no way for him to grip the ball. Do you give the quarterback the pass there, or is that still a throw he has to figure out a way to make?
No, he didn't get a pass. I mean, your question said, in essence, what I was thinking. You know, the throw to the left to a wide-open Ben Watson, you got to make that throw, you know? No, he didn't. You don't get a pass. You don't give me a pass. Why am I, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, No, you know what?
What's he supposed to do that he can make that pass?
Not throw it as far, you know? And in that case, if I had to be ultra critical, you take the air out of it and drive it to him. He was wide open. And I think he'll tell you.